Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey,
hey man.
Thank you guys for jumping in. Mike's off today. John Freaky's in. We're talking with you about the debacle that happened yesterday. Worst loss in a decade, 30-0 embarrassing loss to the Carolina Panthers. And as we have moved through the day, I want to restate a couple of things before we dive into what Coach Raw said to us today, and I mean us as in the fan base and the media, and explaining some of the things that we're all wondering about. This team was not ready to play yesterday. That's coaching. The quarterback was timid. He was not confident. That's coaching. The offense is dysfunctional and has no flow to it. You want to say it with me? That's coaching. Disconnect from Penix to Darnell Mooney, who's supposed to be our big explosive playmaker down the field. Coaching. Special teams underachieving and making dumb mistakes. Coaching. Missed field goals. Parker Romo. Well, find a kicker, which they're going to do. And then you talk about the clock management. The clock management, say it with me, is coaching.
Coaching, I know.
All of this, guys, gets back to, for me, one fundamentally foundational thing. It's not all on Michael Penix. He did not play well yesterday. There's no debating that. But when you start talking about the simple things all of a sudden becoming hard, you're talking about taking a timeout, coming out of a timeout and getting a delay of game, and then you don't get a first down. Then you're talking about not scoring in the red zone. Wait a minute. We didn't even get into the red zone. These things have to be fixed. So today, John, here's a couple of things that Ross said, and then we will address this. 404-726-0929. Just get in your car, however you're accessing the show. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. We want to hear from you. We're working through all of this today because we're all confused. Everybody's like, what the hey is going on? Here's what Ross said about accountability for pass catchers. Specifically Darnell Mooney, who dropped two yesterday. And they just don't look like they're on the same page when Penix is, in fact, throwing to Mooney. Here's Coach.
There's no doubt about it. You know, you double down on that stuff with your wideouts. You know, that's the group that Mike's going to lean on the most, right? And I think that group, for a couple different reasons, they're highly accountable. You got some stand-up guys in that room, whether you're talking about Drake, you're talking about Mooney, you're talking about those guys that lead that room. They'll be able to go out and figure out what he needs, how he needs it, and when he needs it, and be able to give it to him. And we'll require those things to go on, and Mike will require those things to go on, and you further branch that communication to try to leap that thing ahead so you can have that kind of communication that you have with those veteran quarterbacks. You know, being a young quarterback, you don't want to make those excuses. But you want to have the ability to go out there and try to foster that relationship and get those guys going a little bit faster. You know, those things have been going around a little bit. You know, you've seen Kyle Pitts get better. You've seen Kyle Pitts be able to foster that relationship. And now we need to do that across the board a little bit, even a little bit more.
He's talking about Mooney and whatever disconnect is going on. He also addressed that he's confident Penix will bounce back. For those who missed it yesterday, after the game, Coach Ross said there will be no competition between Penix and Kirk Cousins. He was pulled in the game yesterday. It was 27-0, and I agreed with Coach on this. No reason to have him out there. This wasn't going anywhere. You pull him. But he also said there will not be a competition. So today, he talked about how confident he is that Michael Penix is going to bounce back.
He's our guy, man. Like, and you're going to have these games, and like, you don't want to have him a lot, but you're going to have him. You don't want to have him in that fashion when everything's spiraling around you, right? He's going to have that game sometimes, and somebody's going to pick you up. And you're going to be able to get out of that game, and you're going to be thankful to your other teammates that picked you up. So when this happens again, we got to be able to bounce around, because it could. You know, got a quarterback in the back that has happened to, and, like, you know, those things can happen. But I got a lot of confidence that he's going to bounce back and ready to deal. I've seen him have a bad practice. You know, that's the first time we got to see him have a bad game.
It is. We saw him have a bad game. 404-726-0929 is the number. One more thing, John, and then I'll let you go. Raheem Morris. Some people called in today. Some people have hit me up and said, I didn't like his demeanor after the game, shaking and dapping guys up. I thought that was just too loosey-goosey. So you want to know if he's extremely frustrated about how they played and whether he's ticked off or PO'd like we are, because we are? Here's what he said.
It was extremely frustrating yesterday, though. You know, I would be an absolute liar to tell you that wasn't frustrating yesterday. So to see that happen at that level was extremely frustrating. To see what happened, we went through the losing streak last year, was extremely frustrating. So those are the two that I'll talk about. You know, those moments when you know you're capable of being better and you know you're capable of your team being better are extremely frustrating, for sure.
The big news today is that the OC, Zach Robinson, is moving from the booth to the field. And the reason...
No, that'll fix it.
And the reason is because there were times yesterday, but this has happened the first few weeks, where our quarterback is sitting by himself and there is no communication and nobody addressing what's going on. It's not like he's on an old school telephone talking to the guy upstairs. So they're going to try to get better communication between, of course, the OC and the quarterback. I don't know if that helps, because I think offensively the philosophy and what we're trying to do is just not working. John, where are you?
The one thing that Ross said, okay, spiraled. It spiraled on him. Whose fault is that? Again, that's your fault, Ra. That's Zach's fault that it spiraled on him, because you're not putting him in a position to win. And I know that Mark Zeno thinks it's hyperbole, and it's fine that I'm saying that the season's on the brink, that it's three games in and the season's on the brink. I'm saying if you don't go out and win this week and you're 1-3 going into the bye week and suddenly Tampa's 4-0 and you're playing from behind, how much confidence do you have that this is going to ignite when you still are not on the same page? Now, apparently they have decided that to get on the same page, because, again, this comes out. We all know certain things are true, okay? This is a fact. I can tell you, the Monday morning meeting at 9 a.m. this morning, Carl, and Arthur Blank said, yes, you're all responsible. How are you going to fix it? And they looked at him and said, well, we're going to bring the OC down on the field. And Mr. Blank, yeah, that's it. That'll do it. It better work, because why didn't you think about that after the Minnesota game when you went into the red zone and kicked a bunch of field goals and didn't get touchdowns? What was going on then? You're just figuring this out now. It's like they're always late on the draw. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Whole franchise.
Yep.
They're always behind the curve. And again, I understand that some people are going to disagree with me. That's fine. Just my opinion. And Mark Zeno's got his opinion. You got yours. I think this season is really kind of in flux right now. You can't let this get away from you. And I don't want to hear that he's coming out on the field. What I want to hear that they wouldn't say, or I better see this week, is that they're going to put him in a better position to win by slowing his clock down, by not having a situation, by running the football. When Tyler Algier runs one time and Bijan runs 13 times and you have the best running back room in the NFL against one of the worst teams in the NFL and you run the ball 14 times with those guys, you're not putting that guy in a position to win.
404-726-0929 is the number. What's bugging you the most? I've been asking you all day. We've gotten some great responses. Maybe you haven't had a chance to chime in. Let it out. 404-726-0929. We got to get a lot of stuff corrected. And if we can't, heads are going to roll. It's that simple. And here's my thing, John. And we got to dive into this a little bit deeper.
Okay.
What if Zach Robinson isn't the guy to develop Michael Penix?
Well, that's why I said Matt Ryan earlier in the show. If he's bettering, again, bring two into the office. If you're Josh Blank, bring two into the office and say, what would you do? You know how this works. Better than him. You're in the Ring of Honor, for crying out loud. You took us to a Super Bowl, well, your fault, and somebody makes a block. This guy knows how to do this. What? What's the? Why not? Matt, this is an emergency. I think we're going to have everybody like Mark Zeno, who thinks that it's too early right now. If we get dusted by Washington going into the bye week saying, oh, we got to do something now. I'm like, yeah, how about last week?
Yeah.
We're always behind the curve.
You want to add something to this?
Yeah, if you're going to call Matt Ryan in, then fire Raheem Morris. Because that means you don't trust the vision that your coaching staff has. At some point,
yeah, that's fine. That's fine by me.
The trust has to be in the guys that you have right now doing this. Because John,
I'm good.
John, here's the point though: if you bring Matt in, and you don't have Raheem, you're not hiring Matt as your coach. What if the next coaching staff comes in and doesn't want Matt Ryan talking to the team the way that he did with Raheem Morrison? You don't want to bring that guy in to sow any kind of discord to what you have already in here, because you know what that
is? Well, but if you hired Matt as the OC,
hang on.
If you hired him as the OC, you hire him as the OC, you could just name him the head coach. Albrecht's not going nowhere.
You think Matt wants to be the head coach? You think Matt wants to be the OC?
I don't know. Beats the hell out of me. I'm just saying I'd talk to him.
Just saying, when
at
you
least
start,
get his thoughts.
When you start consulting the outside opinions of guys
who
are not on the football team, that
he's
is dysfunction.
Not okay, he's Matt frickin' Ryan.
Well, is he employed by the team right now, though, John?
Well, he's mentoring Michael Penix, so he has some agreement with the team.
Is he getting a paycheck currently from this football team?
I don't know that.
For,
no,
for consulting
not.
Work.
Are we still paying him? Just
I don't
joking.
Know.
I'm
just asking for anything here.
Well, yes, you're trying to fix a problem that we're saying, let's just throw everything at the wall, right? That's what you're saying.
At least it's something. As opposed to what? Oh, we're going to bring the OC down on the field?
Well, look. Here's the thing. Before we get to that, which we might, the way this is headed, okay?
Waiku is our new kicker?
You've got to figure out whether the guy that is in charge can solve the problems. Okay? That's what you have to figure out.
And what's your level of trust in that,
well,
Mr.
Jones? So here's the thing. Last year was a different set of problems that weren't solved in time that saved the season.
You mean they waited too long?
Now you have a different set of problems that you have to allow him to figure out, along with his staff, to see if they can solve the problems. John, where you're at, we may get there. But that's what has to happen right now. And in this process of allowing them to figure it out and maybe showing up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sunday and playing way better than they did last week against the Commanders. And showing up and giving us a sense that, hey, we're going to be all right. You have to allow them to solve it. And if he can't, okay. And it's not going to take long. This isn't Mike or John, this isn't 6 weeks from now. This isn't going to take long for us to figure out whether they can solve it. We're coming back.
It's called false positive. Keep that in mind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.